Quiet Time 1. Initial preparations. Welcome to Summer Camp 2025. We are so excited that you are here, and we are expecting the Lord to do great things in your life this week. Here's what we know. Every student will walk into camp today with different life situations and circumstances. Some walk in on a spiritual high. Some walk in struggling with their faith. Some are excited to be here. Others, not so much. But we want you to know that no matter your circumstances, situation, or even desire to be here, God is not done with you yet. In fact, Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." As we begin this journey together, take a few moments to work through the questions below. As you go through your quiet times this week, please pause the audio to answer the assessment and reflection questions. Assessment questions. 1. What emotions are you experiencing as we start camp this morning? X. Excitement, anxious, grateful, overwhelmed. 2. How would you describe the current state of your relationship with the Lord? 3. What do you need or expect the Lord to do in your life this week? To start off camp, we are going to take a quick look at Psalm chapter 51. When we look at this passage, we see that David's life is a wreck. He had fallen into sin with Bathsheba, dealt with the consequences of his sin, and been called out by a friend. Psalm chapter 51 records David's repentance, restoration, and desire to be used by God. As you read through Psalm chapter 51, underline or make note of verses that stand out to you. Take time to listen to Psalm chapter 51. To the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him, after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, you will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Reflection questions. 1. What verses stood out to you in this passage? Why? 2. How would you describe David's desire for the Lord? 3. How does this passage show that the Lord never gives up on us? Before finishing your quiet time, consider making this your prayer. Lord, I thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you for loving me even when I fail. I pray that this week you will convict me, lead me to repentance, restore me, and give me a desire to honor you. In Jesus' name, Amen.